We're with City County Health District Administrator Teresa Will, and looks like another mass vaccination clinic for you. This one, not on Wednesday, but on Friday. Tell us about it.
Right. We have 200 vaccines ready to go for Friday, and the registration for Friday this week on the 12th is full. We will also have a larger clinic on Wednesday next week with 100 doses available. So those will be done within our office on Wednesday the 17th, but Friday the 12th will be at the Highlander Activity Center. And again, thanks to the school, Valley City Public, for allowing us to use the building. It has worked just great in allowing larger numbers to be vaccinated in a shorter period of time.
And then testing still Mondays and Wednesdays, or excuse me, Mondays and Fridays, right?
That's right. Testing Monday and Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. at the Valley City State University Field House. Still getting, probably 30 to 50 tests each time. Still some positives most days. So wanted to speak a little bit about that as well, our positivity rate and such, if that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Are we? It seems like when I look at the numbers from the state every day that we're really low. Where's the reality out there?
Definitely much lower than we were. Just to throw a comparison out there, November 13th is when we were at our all-time high as a state. And we had 10,425 active cases with a positivity rate of 16%. Right now, 578 active cases, and I don't have the positivity rate, but then in Barnes County, specifically to Barnes County, our high was November 19th, where we had 202 active cases at a positivity rate of 17.9%. And now we have 9 active cases with a 1.77% positivity rate. So a lot less active, but still present. So we need to continue to be diligent and try to continue to mitigate any spread of what's here.
Well, those numbers are very encouraging, that's for sure. One of the things I forgot to ask you about the vaccine is that there are some people, even some young people, who are hesitant about getting the vaccine. What, I guess, is your message to these people?
That the vaccine is safe. There are a lot of false information out there. So please go to the reputable sources to get the information about the vaccine. We wouldn't be administering it if we didn't feel it was safe. The clinical studies were done on more people than many other vaccines that we currently use. We have vaccinated about 3,800 people in Barnes County and have had no serious concerns. Some have had some side effects that are leading us to tell them not to get a second dose, but no serious side effects or concerns with the vaccine.
You do have a service for people who are homebound, right, concerning the vaccine?
Yes. If there's anyone that we haven't been in contact with yet who is homebound, please contact us and we will get vaccine to you if you would like to be vaccinated.
And just contact the City County Health District office?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, 845-8518.
And masking, I know a lot of mask mandates have been dropped, but there's still a few people out there that feel, even though the mandate has been dropped and they're happy about that, that a lot of people still are continuing to wear masks, and you guys are encouraging people to do so when you can't practice social distancing?
That's right. We're encouraging people to continue to mask. until we get a larger percentage of the population vaccinated, trying to encourage people to mask. One other thing that I would just like to mention is that we are vaccinating all of phase 1A, 1B, and 1C in the North Dakota vaccination plan. So we've added essential workers, and essential workers, you can find a more decisive definition with Homeland Security, but most people who are working fit into an essential worker group. So it's all of those that we have been vaccinating already. Anyone who works in information technology, any sort of defense, food and agriculture, transportation, energy, water or wastewater, law enforcement, pretty much anyone who is working is going to fit into that definition of essential worker.
And that's for 18 and over with at least one health condition?
No, they don't have to have a health condition at this point. I mean, we will continue to vaccinate those with health conditions, of course, and those over 65 and healthcare workers. But also now moving on to 1C is essential workers. So they don't have to have any underlying health conditions. As long as they're an essential worker, they can register for a vaccine.
So it's pretty much open to everyone then over the age of 18 with or without a health condition.
The Moderna vaccine is for 18 and older.
Okay.
The Pfizer vaccine is for 16 and older. And the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which will be available or is available through Nucara and Thrifty in town, is for 18 and older.
Good piece of information to know. Thank you for that clarification. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Well, Teresa, if anything else to add, otherwise we'll let you go for today.
I would just say make sure you sign up for the vaccine wherever you can get it soonest, and whichever vaccine you can get is a good vaccine. We'll have 100 doses available on March 17th. And don't forget to wear green on St. Patrick's Day.
There you go. Yeah, you'll have a mass clinic on St. Patrick's Day, the 17th. That's great. Teresa Will, the City County Health District Administrator, our guest here on KOVC.